Today, we will be briefly talking about not giving up in the storm. And this will come from the text of the book of Acts, verses 18 through 25. I do encourage each listener to go and read that scripture. That is Acts 27, 18 through 25 to get an understanding of where we are going. Once again, that is Acts 27, 18 through 25. And what you will realize after you have read the text that at this time in the text, scripture tells us that Paul was in serious trouble, so much trouble that it placed his life and the lives of others around him in mortal danger. For we are told that they were on a small ship caught in the midst of a storm. Now, this was not Paul's only trouble, and Bible readers are aware of that he had trouble before they ever encountered the storm. You see, he had already been arrested, and he was on his way to Rome to stand trial. And now he's on the ship, caught up in the midst of a turbulent and life-threatening storm, which was more trouble on top of what he has already gotten by. And isn't that just like life? Sometime before we can put one problem to rest, you find yourself assaulted by another. I can tell you from my own experience that the problems of life can sometimes come upon us, and before we can get one thing straightened out, we are bombarded with another. And no one can better testify to that fact than Brother Job. Job, as you may recall, faced a series of problems that came one behind another. He hadn't gotten over the trauma and that one impact of the first problem before he was hit with another problem. And before he could really come to grips with the first and second problem, he was assaulted by a third one, and the problems just kept on coming. Sometimes, my brother and sister, life is just like that old saying, when it rains, it pours. And for that reason, we find in Job 14:1 where he says, "Man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble." And as it was with Job, so it is here in this text that we find Paul in major trouble. If I can just stick a pin in it right there and tell you, just because you are a child of God does not mean that you will not have trouble. And what the question that we must answer this morning is not will storms come, but how should we respond when the storms come? And just in case there is someone listening right now who finds themselves in the midst of a storm, I submit to you this morning, my brothers and sisters, don't give up while in the storm. There are some lessons that we can learn from this episode in the life of the Apostle Paul that I believe can serve as a tool that can and will help us when we encounter our own individual storms. First thing we can learn is this. They did not listen. Now, before they set sail from the island of Crete, Paul had already told the captain, "I don't think you ought to make this trip, at least not now. I hope you will wait a little while longer. I know the itinerary. I know that there are prisoners in addition to myself that you have to deliver to various places, but I wish you would wait just a little while." For Paul said, "I perceive that it would be life-threatening if you set sail right now," but the captain disregarded what Paul had to say. Now, I will tell you, there are so many in our day and time that ignore the things that the preacher has to say. That's why I encourage you to really listen right now, that there are those who frequent the pew Sunday after Sunday and listen to radio broadcasts Sunday after Sunday who are not listening to the thing that is being preached. Many people make true the words of the OJs that says that your body is here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town. You don't know, you do know that some people are at church, but they are not in church. My brothers and sisters, there is a danger in missing the message. So often, my brothers and sisters, the warning is given, but because we were not listening, we find ourselves in stormy situations. I can go beyond the preacher and say that there are some people listening right now who wish they had listened to their mother, their father, their grandmother, or their grandpapa when they said, don't do something. Not only did they miss the message, but they departed too soon. I can't really criticize the captain too much, if I'm to be totally honest, because there has been times in my own life when I have departed too soon. Now, what constitutes launching out too soon, you may be asking? Well, I can break it down simply as this. You're launching out too soon when you do something before God says do it. When you jump into something without God's endorsement, without God's direction, and without God's blessing, that is moving too soon. In fact, sometimes we want God to do what doesn't even have anything for us at all. It may not even be in God's will for our life. And then sometimes, although he has it for us, he doesn't have that for us right now, because he knows us better than we know ourselves. And for that reason, he knows where our spiritual level is and where it needs to be. He knows if we haven't matured in Christ, we are not ready to launch out right then. Therefore, while it may be true that the Lord has this for you, it may not be right now. But because they refused to listen, they launched out too soon, and shortly after their launching, they fell into the midst of a raging storm. The storm identified in verse 14 of the King James Version says, it was called Eurocleodon. Now that storm was an awful storm. The storm was the granddaddy of all storms, if you would say. It was a wind of great fury that came out of the North Sea. It came howling like 10,000 wolves. The sound of it was very eerie. It was frightening, and that it would do terrible things to the waves. It would aggravate the sea. It would cause the sea to become rough and turbulent. And ships that were caught in this typhoon-like situation found themselves being kicked like footballs from one wave to the other, and giant waves that were higher than the ship would beat up against the ship. Water would splash upon those on board, and the men on board the ship would be rolling around and tossed to and fro like marbles on a concrete floor and rising up and down like a seesaw. And they were in a life-threatening situation. All because, number one, they did not listen, and number two, they launched out too soon. But to make matters worse, the storm lasted a very long time. For this storm did not just last a few days. It lasted 14 days to be exact. Now, when it first started, the crew members hoped with all that was within them that it would soon pass over. But to their luck, it did not. And there is somebody who's listening right now that's in a storm. And it's not a storm that has been around just a little while, but you've been in this storm for a long time. And you hope so much that it will soon pass over. But here it is, still raging. And in some of our lives, rather than the storm getting better, in spite of all of our prayers, in spite of all that we've done, the storm is still raging and getting worse. Someone, I tell you who's listening right now, now the storm of life can come in so many ways. Storms can get into our homes and cause turbulence within our families. Storms can get into the church to cause an entire congregation to fall apart. Storms can affect our health. One bad report from the doctor can cause our life to end up in a storm. Storms can come in our lives in so many ways. And those on board this ship, along with Paul, were in an awesome storm. And it kept on raging. And the report is that on the third day, they started throwing heavy cargo overboard. And there are some things that while you are in this storm that you need to get rid of if it's weighing you down. Then it won't let you float how God would have for you to float. There are some relationships, some habits, some lifestyles, and some attitudes that need to be thrown overboard, because all they are doing is weighing you down. Scripture tells us that the storm kept raging, so they took down the sails because they could not go against the wind, and they decided to float with the storm. And as it neared toward the end of this series of days, some say day 13, Paul realized that the men had reached a state of hopelessness. For you see, all of these days, they had not been able to see the sun or the stars. And when you don't see any light at the end of your storm, it can make you to want to give up. But Paul decided that he would step in at this point, and he reminded them that they should not have listened to him, for he had warned them before they left Crete not to set sail. Paul said, "Men, you should have listened to me and not set sail from Crete and incurred this injury and loss." Paul said, "I had a visitor tonight. An angel of the Lord came to me, and that angel told me, 'Don't worry. Everything will be okay.'" My brothers and sisters, in spite of the shaking, in spite of the thunder and all the lightning, in spite of the waves, the seemingly will to destroy the ship, the angels told me to tell you everything will be okay, because God's will for me is to make it to Rome. God's got work for me in Rome. And not only did he tell me I was going to make it there, but not one life on board this ship will be lost. Now the ship is going to be torn up, but not one life will be lost. I have to tell you this morning, my brothers and sisters, that the storm is raging, but God has told me to tell you that everything will be all right. Psalm 30:5 says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I must go. I'm about to get off right now. I don't want to keep you too long, but you know, when the storms of life are raging, it's easier said than done to be of good cheer when we are in the midst of our distress. It's not easy to be of good cheer, but it's all right for somebody else to encourage you, but maybe they are not going through what you're going through, for it's easy for them to say, "Be of good cheer." But it's good to hear somebody say it that's in the same boat that you are in. Paul was in the same boat that the captain was in, and the record is that the wind kept on blowing. But you must remember that in the storm, once you receive news that God is going to deliver you, that the devil will turn up the volume and cause the wind to get louder. He will cause the lightning to flash even more and the thunder to roll even more. But God needs somebody in the storm to have faith and say, "Even in the storm, I know that the storm is rough and I know it's hard, but I'm coming out. I know that it's difficult and I know the situation is serious, but I'm going to make it through." My brothers and sisters, I pray that it encouraged you today. I pray that it blessed your life. Stay encouraged no matter what the situation is. You will make it through. I am sure of it.